What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good. This is so strange.
So I am
in Austin, Texas, and I'm at my friend's house, my friend Skip and Alice, and I was like, Danielle, come bring your kids to play with their kids, and let's record something. And now we are on their bed.
We look like we just had sex.
Yeah.
Which we didn't.
We did. Don't lie. Look, what is this guy doing? What is this guy
doing? What's going on? But you and I look fucking wrecked right now.
Is it because of this? Like, I don't like this.
The lighting?
This lighting? Hold up, everybody.
Oh,
Danielle, talk. Danielle, talk.
You're going to move the lighting. Oh, she's going to. Are you going to lower something? Oh,
yeah.
Lower the shades a little bit.
Oh,
wrong one.
Wrong one. How do I change channels here?
You're asking me? I'm like the most technologically challenged human next to you.
Do I think I have to? I have to wait for this one.
Now you're taking my light away.
I'm sorry. You look great, but I have this beaming light just on me right now.
You look great.
How do I change the channel?
You look great. Don't worry about it.
Just I did it. I did it.
And they love us anyway. Don't you want to look like normal?
Figured it out.
So two of Scout's friends moved here recently, and Nash's has to move here.
Yeah. So the plan is that Tom and I are going to come here in the next couple of months, few months, and we are going to rent.
Good. Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I think
then
we're going
to figure out where you really want to live.
Yeah. We're going to rent like a month here, month there.
And just like Airbnb, kind of like hop around like that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to see like what area I actually really like.
Yeah. What you vibe with.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's very different than where I live, obviously. Yeah. And I live, you know, half hour from here.
Yeah. And I definitely want, I don't know. I want to be able to like travel from out of here and like see what it will be like when I am traveling.
It's the fucking best scout.
I know. Well, that's why I think I'm going to be here for October, and we're gone like every weekend.
Yeah.
So I think I just want to see what
just
it feels
stay.
Like.
Yeah.
Coming back to here and
it's the
going.
Best. It's like it is literally. I'm telling you, every Austin Airport is the best. Every time I'm like, boom! It's literally 1 hour from my door to the gate. It takes I don't know when you go through Austin Airport. How long does it take you to get through TSA?
Austin is big. Like Austin is big.
I mean,
like
the airport.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember to be honest. I go through TSA, so every time
but
it's quick.
TSA free though.
Yeah, it's like quick for me.
You need Well, it's always that way. And
yeah.
You get clear.
But I have noticed that from the gate, every every gate that I am dropped off on, it is a long ass walk.
It is not a long ass walk.
It is.
Every fucking airport.
But it's a
one lane. It's one side. It's one thing.
I think it's because
there's no different terminals. There's not so connecting A to B to C to D. It's literally.
Danielle, tell me how I feel.
I'm telling you how you feel.
There's like, I think it's because it's so lively. There's so many more fucking people in the terminal wanting to be in the terminal and experience shit.
I don't know what you're saying.
In LA, everyone's grumpy and just wants to sit down because there's fucking nothing there. Here, Austin's like airport is like a mall. It is a mall. Exactly. So it's like everyone's like lively and like having fun. Yeah. And I'm just trying to get through the fucking airport. I'm like, I get that you're happy, but like, let me get through the airport. But it is nice.
I want you to see how it is today when you go, when you get dropped off, walk in. You're checking your bag? Yeah.
Yeah, check
your
bag.
And then just go right to your gate. Just see how long it takes you from when you get dropped off to when you get to your gate.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's a different vibe. It's everyone's, you know, smiling at me. And
God forbid everyone's smiling at night.
I know, but it's like, it's something that I have to get used to. Because I've kind of also adapted to like the moody grumpy behavior. Yeah. Especially when I'm flying.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't fucking look at me. Don't even like bother me right now. You know, like I've adapted that energy. So
that sucks.
I know. I know. But I do know as soon as I land at home, I'm going to be, the weight is just going to be on
me. It just feels right.
Yeah. It's always. I mean, Tom and I have talked about it. I mean, he gets it, but it's getting him out the door.
Yeah,
sooner. But I think Alice worked on him last night. Alice was like, so when are you going to come rent then?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to still keep your place. Are you going to still keep the place in LA? Or
yeah.
Are you going to just Airbnb it out?
Well, but it's a rental. So we're not going to tell them that we're, you know, so we're just going to get someone in there.
So your landlord doesn't listen to the shit, probably.
No. I don't even think our owner is in Los Angeles. I think they're probably somewhere in like, I don't know, somewhere far off country. Like
amazing.
Living a best life. So what have you been up to?
I just got back from Connecticut.
How is Connecticut? I was supposed to go do something. I turned it down, but
Connecticut is beautiful.
Yeah.
I lived in New York for 13 years. I grew up there and I never went to Connecticut.
Weird.
It's like,
what is Connecticut like? Is it like this, like trees and like all of that?
It's East Coast, you know, like there's water and a majority, it's Wall Street money. Mm. It's like the Hamptons in the country.
Okay.
But with this, a little bit of a city personality, but everything is like Rodeo Drive. Like a majority of the homes on average are like $30 million. It's like nothing I have ever fucking seen before in my life.
Really?
I mean, Biden had like a fundraiser there 2 nights ago. Like it's next level money that I was like, I have to like get on Zillow and see what this is because I've never seen homes like this.
Were you filming at some location that was kind of like that?
I was filming at a location like that, but I was filming in outside of Greenwich in like the bat in like a studio.
Okay.
For an awesome, I can't say anything.
I know. It's so cool.
But
I know.
It was really fun. I will show you some pictures.
Yeah. So I FaceTimed her because I was having some issues and I FaceTimed her to get her advice. And I was like, damn, I was like, you look fucking hot.
They're so nice. It was just nice to like.
Was that your makeup team or was that what they provided?
They provided. They were
Wow.
Yeah.
I totally thought it was someone you brought.
No. And you know what? I felt like home because they were all like everyone that was like the showrunner, the EP, the studio execs. They were all like mid-40s moms from the East Coast.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I was like,
oh, they're all women.
Mostly women.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the majority of the executives were women. So
cool.
I was like, dude, I'm fucking with my people.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh, you know, so it really felt comfortable and nice. And but then I was at the hotel, which is an awesome hotel. I was at the hotel and like we're at the bar. I was at the bar having dinner. And, you know, there was a typical East Coast, which I do miss. Like, there was a guy at the bar that got in a fight with his girlfriend. And like, or wife or whatever, and got pissed off, went up to the room and he was like, fuck you, fuck everybody, shots, everybody, I'm buying everybody shots, you, all the ladies, all the fucking ladies. I was like, so I didn't have all three shots, but he bought me three shots.
Yeah.
All the other ladies at the bar that weren't with men, essentially. I was like, but he's wearing like a fucking Gucci suit, you know? So it's that kind of like very put together, very sort of bougie, but you still got that like hardcore East Coast attitude.
Yeah.
Which I love. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
So I had a really good time. It was such an easy, fabulous job. I would come on for like 5 hours. The last day was a lot longer, but I come on, I did my thing. I got to look pretty. I didn't have to do anything horrible. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, you know, covered in blood. And
isn't that nice when you're not covered in blood? But you do miss it, but it's like, it's nice.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
Since I haven't been in like, crawling around in the trenches of some disgusting location. Like the last day they had like sushi and Thai food for everybody.
What?
Yeah. And they would go periodically and get coffee for you. Like,
I'm surprised. Day.
No, it was like literally nicer treatment and better than I've been treated on like big budget movies.
It was wow.
Like, and all of the like, and they had, everyone had their own people, like the talent had their coordinator. So like there was like, instead of like an AD, it was like talent coordinator. So anything I ever needed was like that person was there. And he was a talent.
Is that how like this production's movies are ran?
I don't know. This was TV.
Run. That weird. Okay. Yeah. TV is way better. Like way better. Way better. They've got so much more money for TV.
But it's unscripted.
Hmm.
So it yeah, it's a special. So, but hopefully it'll be more than that.
I was going to say, are they going to like do more?
This set was so amazing and they spent so much money on all of this. I can't imagine they're not wanting to get more out of it.
Yeah. Would you come back? Is it like something like that that you would come back?
If I could do this every week, I'd be like, if I could do, you know, if they did like 8 episodes a season, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Oh my God, amazing.
2 seconds.
And how did you get along with your co-star amazing. That you cannot say?
I can't say, but.
But will he come on the podcast? She, he.
Yes, I guarantee you.
Will she come on the podcast? It's a he. Oh, okay. Oh, he.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Yes. He's like, you know, it was so nice.
He has great energy.
I love his work and I've never worked with him before. So to see how he like, took care of the crew and like ran everything and he like high-fived everybody. He's like, let's do this.
Oh, cool.
And like, you know, like the camera op was like, there was like a slider on the bottom or whatever. Mind you, there were 10 cameras, not including for literally 10 cameras.
And were all the lights set?
Everything's
set. Oh, so good. So nice.
There was about a dozen remote control cameras.
This is kind of like what we wanted to do with your TV show. This was the goal. The table, the rats, yes, this was the goal.
This is like fucking next level compared to that.
Yeah.
I was like taking video of everything. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen anything like it before.
Oh my God.
It
I love
really
that.
It was really fantastic. And he was just super cool. And yeah, it was really fun.
Was it just you two or is there another?
There's another host.
Cool.
Two. Yeah, well, another, there's 3 of us total.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh my God. So exciting. How was all the other cast? I know you can't talk about it, but.
We were separated from them.
Oh, okay.
So we really didn't get to interact with them because we were like on a separate, we were like hidden from them.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool. And so I was saying all of the like, some of the PAs and like the talent coordinators all work on The Real Housewives.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, you were like losing your mind.
I was like, you have to tell me everything. To tell everything.
Well, it's all fake, bitch.
I want to know.
It's all fake, bitch.
It's just crazy. So I was like, spill the tea. I was so excited. And I told them, like, if you ever are doing an episode, because they film in New Jersey, if you ever are doing an episode where you need, like, extras to sit at a table in the background while you're filming at doing a scene, I'll fly myself in. Like, I will come and sit in the back to watch how it works because I'm so interested to see, like...
What is the show? What is that show? Yeah, it's just rich bitches that, like, have drama? Yes, Danielle.
But they're crazy and they all drink. So it's like...
Man.
But here's the
we're giving so much money to these rich people. We're just giving it... They're just like... Guess what? We're gonna make a show all about us.
They're being their authentic selves. You get to see the nitty gritty. They're on like 11 seasons already. Like,
that's crazy.
By that time, you like forget. You're like, fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
That's crazy.
You see in the beginning, they're trying to figure out kind of how they want to be, and then just all kind of goes out the window. But I think like I don't know. It's hard for me to watch television because I'm watching actors. And I'm looking at writing and I'm looking at the setups and I'm looking at like where the storylines are going and how the scenes are going. And, you know, I'm seeing all of I'm seeing the mic pack. I'm just seeing shit that I don't want to have to see. So when I watch reality, I don't understand how that stuff is filmed and how it works. So it's lot. It's I get like lost in it.
But you do know that it's like it's improv.
It's produced.
It's improv and it's produced. And it's they're produced, they're given they like a scenario.
They're putting them in a situation.
Yeah.
And then they're letting them handle the situation.
Yeah. I can like when I'm high, I can't watch that shit because I'm like, this is so fucking fake. I'm like, you guys, this is so fucking fake.
But it's all about...
Like Jersey Shore, I'm like, oh, this yeah. is so fucking fake.
And you're watching, but it's all about the relationships and the issues they have with one another and seeing like women and their different perspectives and everybody thinks they're right or like who's all the different personalities. And at the end of the day, it's just women being women, you know? That terrifies me.
They're fucking that crazy. That terrifies me.
But I do have my favorites that I like and yeah, I don't know. We'll have to watch an episode.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I'm getting hooked on Selling Sunset.
Oh yeah,
dude, the drama in that fucking shit is nuts. I love her.
So I did a movie.
I love her.
I'll have to show you. It's called Ghost of Midnight Lane.
She's like legit. Like she's legit. Like her personality, the way that she projects herself, especially to like the other women, they're all like stirring up drama with her relationships. She's the one who's like, "Come at me, bitch." She reminds me of you. Like, come at me. Like, let's go. I'm not gonna stand for this. Like, I'll run around in circles.
She was not like that.
Oh, really? No. Good for her, improving, you know, growing up.
Like, we befriended each other in Dallas. She moved out to LA, helped her, like, find her apartment. And then she started dating one of David's friends. Like, so she'd come over to my house and, like, talk shit and, you know, was very normal, like, normal girl that was, like, getting into. But she did come, had a little bit of money in Dallas. You know, mm-hmm. her family had a little bit of money. So she did still drive her, like, BMW and her Mercedes and all that stuff. She definitely was looking. I remember some dating, like some like millionaire match.
Oh, I think she's talked about
website,
it. Yeah.
The thing where she like, I remember she was flying to New York to meet like, I don't know if it was like a baseball player, like on a blind date kind of thing, like flew her there to meet her. Yeah. But like, what do you think you're supposed to do when you get there?
Yeah, well, but have you not done like a one night stand? But your one night stand was a fucking dinner. She got a flight.
But don't you feel obligated?
No.
And no, I actually never had a one night stand. No,
that's happened to me before. I met a baseball player or whatever.
But you were like set up, like he's picking you.
Oh, no. It wasn't like he was paying me. It was like I, you know, talked to a baseball player, met him, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna fly you out here for the weekend." And I was like, "Okay,
like,
cool."
This was like a setup, like a service.
Oh shit! Of like, you want to say this now?
I mean,
I don't know if he's talking about this. We might have to cut this out.
I mean, listen, I try to get her on our show. She should talk about it on our show, but she doesn't return my text messages.
Oh, yeah.
That
is something I'm sure.
I mean, it was like a thing. I mean, she like was like, "I'm going to New York. I'm meeting this guy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what he's expecting from me." But he's like, obviously this fucking super famous rich baseball player or whatever. And he's putting me out that like, you know, the fucking Waldorf or whatever it was. And she had, you know, she came, she went to dinner, I think drinks, whatever, and then maybe breakfast. And I don't know what happened in between. I mean, you can choose to do whatever you want in between, but obviously you're like looking for someone that's got their shit together.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all looking for someone that's got their shit together. Yeah. And like, cool, baseball player, rock star, like that's a lot of women's dreams to like find that.
I mean, I dated a lot of musicians that would fly me out to things.
Yeah, but like you're like,
but yeah, but you,
there was a connection before.
But I think also like as a, I mean, no, not really. Like you meet them or you talk to them like through text messages.
Dude, if a guy hit you up on Instagram, would you?
Well, that's how it happened. Like this baseball guy hit me up on Instagram and we were talking for a little, I mean, we were talking for like maybe a week or so. And then he was like, I have a game here. Let me fly you out and take you out to dinner and you can come to the game. And I was like, I only live once. Fuck it. Let's go.
And did you stay, like, did he put you up in a hotel?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you have your own room and you, like, what did you stay with him?
I mean, he ended up staying with me, but we didn't do anything or anything. But we, like, ended up just having, like, a nice weekend.
Did you feel obligated to do anything?
I mean, I think as a woman, you just feel obligated, especially, but, like, but he never felt, made me feel pressured. Okay. But, like, as a woman...
Yeah. When
a man gives us something, I don't know if every woman feels like this, and I don't know if men feel like this, but I always feel like that. My issue was blowjobs. My issue was like, oh my God, I have to give this guy a blowjob. I know, I just have to get, I know.
Well, what it creates,
I don't have sex with this person.
This is an interview to a blowjob.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
It literally is. Yeah. I don't know. When was your last interview for a blowjob? Do you remember that aha moment? You were like, I don't have to do this anymore.
That's
really, I don't have to do an interview. I remember mine. Oh my God. I remember there was a blowjob that I gave to someone and then I jetted. And then I went and saw Skip at a restaurant who were staying at his house. And I was, and he knew the person. I was like, Skip, I was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just gave him a blowjob and I left. And he was like, ah! He's like, don't tell me that. And he was like, did you wash your hands? I was like, no.
You're like, I didn't give him a hand, I gave him a blowjob, and I don't have my toothbrush with me.
Right. Skip was like, ah!
You know, I would only, I never felt obligated.
Really, God.
I only really went on, like, if I went on, like, a blight, like a date that they didn't know the person in advance, I would like kiss them goodnight, maybe, but then I would like bail. I was never like a hang around her. I would never go back to someone's house or anything, to like, ever.
Yeah, so, no, I wouldn't either.
Felt that. And if I did, I would only be after like a date or two, and then I would only give them a blowjob because before I was, if I'd wanted to have sex with them, because I wanted to check the goods before I committed to sex.
Okay.
So you do a little bump and grind.
By
testing the water.
Damn.
And I'm like, okay, it seems like this might be okay. I don't want to add a number if like it's not worth it.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like I just didn't want to have sex with random people.
Oh, yeah.
So I just like gave blowjobs if I felt like I needed to, which is not good. Women, don't feel like you have to do that. There's any young women that are like insecure and unsure of like what they should do when guys get frisky, then rather than just saying no because you want them to like you, don't think you have to give them a blowjob. You know, don't do what.
Here's the secret. They'll like you more
if you don't. Yeah, because a lot of the time they never call me back.
That's right.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. I wish they never call me back.
I mean, if I liked a guy, I mean, I definitely played that game for a little while of like, I know if I really like this guy, I'm going to make him wait for it. And then I know how to get him. I'm going to make him dinner and give him the most mind-blowing fucking blowjob and then not fuck him for a little while and see how that goes. And then that's the ones that end up being boyfriends.
God, I used to love giving blowjobs. Now I don't really anymore. Huh?
Why?
What do you mean?
Why one? Why don't you like giving blowjobs anymore?
I just like, it's a lot of work. I think it's because I've done so much work with the blowjobs that I'm like, no more.
But it doesn't have to be a lot of work. Here's the thing.
It's just like, well, no. I mean, I like to like give a blowjob.
Yeah.
If I'm going to give a blowjob, I'm going to give a blowjob. I'm not going to just like do half-ass.
But if you tell him, like, we're not, I'm just...
Like, if Tom is going to eat me out, he's going to eat me out.
Well,
not just like...
Right, like, of course. It's like a thing. Right. But it's like, but are you doing it, like, I'll do, like, blowjob. Like, I'll give a blowjob if, like, we're not going to have sex. Sometimes it'll be a little bit of foreplay.
Yeah.
If I'm really going to do...
Like when Tom is stressed out, and I know he's, like, super stressed out. I'm like, come on. Yeah. I was like, I'll just... give you a blowjob on the couch. You look like you're gonna cry. I need to release some tension, babe.
And it works, you know. But
it doesn't work for me.
I don't think it takes that long for them if they know that there's nothing that's gonna come after that. Like if you need to come from the blowjob, so like focus.
Yeah.
Because we're not gonna fuck for an hour after.
No.
So
I ain't got enough time.
It's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
Yeah. But I don't really like that for me. If that makes sense.
I don't like it either.
Like, I don't want like you to zee me out and that's
until
it.
I
don't want it.
No. I feel uncomfortable.
It's also like, it takes a lot for me.
Me too. It's pressure.
Yeah. I know how it works with sex.
Yeah.
Me, myself, my vibrator can do it, but I also don't need you to watch me do that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So let's say we're basically the same. Shocker. Shocker.
I wonder if we have sex the same.
I wish. I don't know.
Maybe. I wonder.
It's changed. It's changed. It evolved, though.
So. Yeah, yours evolves. Mine's chill. Mine's chilling out. Like chill, making love.
It'll go in its way.
Unless we're like somewhere else, then it gets cray cray.
So I almost did mushrooms on my birthday, but I didn't do it.
Wait, weren't you at like
camping?
Oh my god, they brought shrooms? Why didn't you do it? Will you do it with me? Like the first time you do it with me. Why?
Maybe if like you and Tom are with us and we're out somewhere in like the dead. If like
yeah, like we have to go somewhere nice. The thing is, I wonder if Skip and Alice would do it with us too.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know them, but I'm just vibing off of. Yeah. I think it was, you know what? I was having my nose surgery the next day.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that.
Anesthesia. I was like, actually, it wasn't. It was Saturday night. I was going to do it. And then the kids were supposed to go to my mom's.
Okay.
And then the kids didn't want to go to mom's. They wanted to stay in the trailer. And I was like, I cannot with the kids here. Like, I don't want to freak out. There's like too much going on. If the kids had left, whatever.
That's not what you want to. Yeah. You don't want to like be around kids when you're on shrooms anyways.
No. Yeah. It was higher than 94.
Their hair would be breathing. You'd be like, whoa. Oh my God. Hair would be like, whee.
I don't know. But the night before, there was like this crazy storm. We were in the trailer. It was lightning outside. Like the thunder was rocking the trailer. It was fucking beautiful. There was like a breeze. And we had like sex that you only think of in a movie when you're like fantasizing, you know, and like, I don't know if you
where were
like,
your children?
They were sleeping in the other side of the trailer.
Wait, what? And you had the most amazing.
We did. It was fucking crazy.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, you know what it was? It was like, I don't know. We had like candles and the lighting was great. We had like the shades were up on the side so you could see the moon coming through. And it was so beautiful. It was something that like...
Do you just not make noise then?
Oh, no. The air conditioning's on. It's still louder in the trailer with the fucking air conditioning.
Oh, no. With the... Okay, 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 okay.
So a garage park and the door's closed.
Okay.
And it's like a soundproof door and they have a...
Have they ever walked in on you?
No, but we just actually the other day said we have to get locks for our bedroom door.
Yeah.
Because I would... You know, they're silent.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Carter's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
We would just be standing there watching, wondering what's going on, and then yelling for Dad to get off of me or beating it off of him. But it was one of those moments that I was like, this is shit you read about in this book. Or when you're like reading an erotic novel or you're watching some, you know, some movie and you're fantasizing, or before you go on a trip with your man or you're newly dating and you're like imagining what that night's going to be like, and you like you've got this whole movie playing out in your head.
Yeah.
And then it never really happens that way. You're like, wow, I had this fantasy that it was going to be this like mind-blowing thing. And it was like 4 minutes. And then like he threw up or like, so you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, always a disaster.
How long was it?
It was like a good hour of like,
oh, damn,
like really like, holy fuck, the moon and the sound and the thunder and the cicadas and like the rain, the pouring rain on the sound of like the tin from the top of the trailer. I mean,
nobody fucking better be masturbating right now. Everybody put your penises away. They're like, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh. How was it?
It was like really special. So I was.
Did he feel the same?
Yeah, I did. I was like, that was fucking mind blowing. Like that was like super epic.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
What did he say?
I mean, he, you know, he
like, yeah, me too.
He's like, he can't speak during or after.
Me too.
Yeah. Exactly. Basically.
Same year. Basically. That's funny.
It's probably how you and Ta have sex on shrooms. Like, that's
oh my
how
God.
We,
you I, just wait. God. Just
but I
wait.
That with my edible. Like they're like it's literally outer, it's an outer body experience.
Is it okay? Is it like you are wanting to come so much but you can't? And so that feeling is just continuing?
It depends.
Okay, this is every time you're on shrooms. It's like that feeling.
But you can't get there?
No, but it's that feeling is lasting the entire time. It's amazing.
I mean, that's kind of how it is with an edible. It depends on which one I take.
Okay. It's great.
So I think we kind of, it's.
And you kind of don't know when you get off. So you're like, I think you get off so many times, but you just like, it doesn't register because you're on that high the entire time.
You know why they don't legalize all this shit? Like, come on.
Aren't shrooms like, aren't they? And I mean, everyone's like microdosing and stuff.
That's what our
What is it here? Is it?
Nothing. You can't get anything here.
You can't get anything here?
No.
Wait,
no,
what?
No, marijuana is illegal. It's only medicinal. It's how everything starts. They started with medicinal. You get a doctor's prescription, but it's not like in LA where you would go and like any doctor, but you'd be like, oh, I have insomnia.
Yeah,
like here's your prescription. Go get your weed.
Yeah,
it's different here. It's like you have to have certain kinds of things, like certain types of cancer, and like certain like it's and it's expensive, and it goes through insurance, like a whole thing.
But oh no!
Yeah, but I think that they're going to. I think people drink a lot here. And then
oh yeah, everybody's drinking here.
Yeah, it's a different vibe. I think there'd be a lot less drinking if they would just legalize marijuana.
But that's like the whole thing about here, right?
What do you mean?
Socializing?
Yeah.
Like drinking?
Well, it's a lake community. Like you're on the lake, you're on a boat, you're like, there's wineries, it's just chill. I mean, we're also in the South, like from Texas. Like,
yeah. Oh, Skip went to go get champagne this morning because he wanted to make mimosas for everyone. And
not for sale?
No, not until like... I think after 10 o'clock, you get by alcohol or something. Something weird.
You know, they don't
on have Sundays. Yeah, on Sundays. Yeah,
they sell wine.
He went to, as I called it, Heeb, and he said it's H-E-B.
H-E-B. You know what H-E-B stands for? No. Heeb. Everything's
Heeb.
Better.
Oh, Heeb. I was like, look, H-E-B. It's Heeb.
People do say that. They say like, go to the Heeb.
It was like, Heeb.
Dude, been to H-E-B?
No.
Your mind would explode.
Really?
It is like the dopest fucking supermarket you could, and they're.
I'm not there yet. To get excited over grocery stores.
You will. Trust me. You will.
Wait till I have a kid, then I will. And then I'll go, like, get excited.
No, then you're going to be like just in the freezer section.
Yeah.
Got to find that balance. But let's talk about your bachelorette party.
Oh, but first I'd like to talk about what I did last night.
Yes.
I had one alcohol, and I am feeling it.
Oh, what are you going to do today?
I'm going to so Tom bought me these pills, and I'm going to take, like, these I'm just going to be dousing myself with shit.
With vitamins.
Yeah, there's just no way I'm going to make 3 days of drinking straight without. But that's why Sunday was planned the way it is planned, because right. I just want to vegetate and all that. But, no, so I was out here in Austin because they were having the release party for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the video game. And I kind of was like, because I was talking to Rob and Ronnie, who helped create the game, and I was talking to Kane Hodder, actually, about it. And I was like, man, you guys haven't announced me. You guys, like, have not announced who I am. And they were kind of going, yeah, I know. I don't know what is happening. I was like, well, is it a secret? Because everyone keeps asking me.
Right.
And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, well, you guys are missing a big opportunity to, sure, like, announce who I am. So, fuck it. I'm going to do it here. And I did it on my Instagram, and everybody went crazy. So, just so y'all know, because they are not talking about this, I am all the females. Like, the movement, all the kills, everything in the game, every Connie, everyone, all of them, that is me. It's my body. We did that for 7 days straight, or 7+ days. And also some of the male kills I did.
Oh God.
Like getting sawed in half and all of that. Like that is all me. Carrying sideways, being dragged. Like that is all me. And then I voiced Julie. So
yay.
Yeah, if you guys didn't hear, and I was looking at the image of Julie. And I was like, oh, shit. She, like, looks like me. Like, she's, like, my vibe. Yeah, this is Julie. So, Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game, guys. Julie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, wait, that's, what's her name in real life?
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
That's,
Who's that?
Shit.
You know this person?
Oh God, why do we hear kids screaming?
Is that your kids?
Might be. She looks familiar.
Are they crying?
They do.
No, okay.
They're probably
screaming. Are you sure? Is that a baby?
Keep talking for a second.
Okay, yeah, go.
You just go. Make sure that
you go. Yeah, we're just gonna make sure that they're fine. I think Alice would come in here, right? Okay, so anyway, so yeah, so Texas Chainsaw video game is being released in August. And so we got to play the game, and it is so badass, y'all. You can play as the killers and you can play as the victims. So they had this huge party and we were all playing against each other, and it was so much fun. It was really hard to like watch Julie get murdered. But I loved playing as Leatherface, and I obviously have to get used to it. But it was a really great time, and I'm not sure when they're going to announce it. I heard that they might possibly announce something in Fangoria magazine next month. Oh my God, do you hear all the kids?
Oh my God, go ahead.
Do you hear all the kids? Alice, if you're listening to this, she's like, I'm never having you guys come over, which is because we had to record the podcast like right away. But this is my character. If you guys are on Patreon, I am showing the image of Julie, and I think she resembles me. Her tits might be a bit bigger than my tits, but that's like the only difference. But like, would I not wear these bell bottoms with sunflowers and these tube tops? Are they alive? Oh. Oh my God, amazing. Are they all playing together?
Yeah. We're all playing cars and they're eating chips. And
is Bodhi playing?
Everybody's playing.
Oh, yay. Good. Alice is like, she like there with the baby, like,
ah. They're all chilling.
She's like, come back, please. Please come back.
Having a great time.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. So guys, everybody get the game when it comes out in August. I'm so excited about it. And I can't wait to play with you. I think it'd be fun.
I don't play video games.
I don't play video games either. So it's going to be fun. Okay, let's talk about that Bachelorette.
Are you excited?
I'm so fucking excited.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little upset with what has happened recently, but like whatever. But I am not nervous. No. Okay, fuck. Yeah, I might be nervous. I might be nervous just because I'm going to be hanging out with my sister-in-laws.
You know what? They've been great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're like,
but they've never seen me like let loose.
So this is interesting. When I am mine, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna try to like, this is really annoying because I want to make sure that, like, I had a girlfriend at my bachelor party that like kept talking about her wedding and her bachelor party, and it fucking annoyed the hell out of me. So I'm trying not to do that with you.
Okay.
And she fucking, I forget what I was gonna say.
Mom brain. Mom brain.
Got it. Boom, boom. It just went right out of my head.
Well, what were you thinking about? Okay, so can you give me any hints on my bachelorette party? Oh, guys, everybody. Danielle is my maid of honor.
Matron. I'm a fucking
matron. Matron, sorry. Matron. Yay! Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility. It's not even that much. It's not that much responsibility.
You know what? Honor or a maid of honor.
Really?
Never been a maid of honor. No, and I have a lot of girlfriends' weddings I've been in. I've been like very, very, very close friends with most of them. So this is perfect because now I've already gone through the wedding, so like I can actually, like, I know how to do so.
Would you have thought that in 2007, little old Scout no. Taylor Compton
no.
coming on the set with mid 30 Danielle?
I was just 30.
30. Okay, sorry, 30. Going, wow. We're going to be friends for a very long time.
And you know, it's actually good. Here's the problem. Oh, this is what I was going to say. My sister, David surprised me with my sister for my bachelorette party.
Cute.
But I was nervous because it was my sister and all my girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I had strippers and female strippers, and like my girlfriends are I never like partied with my sister. She's 7 years younger than me, so like I never went to a club with my sister. I never did that, and my girlfriends are fucking hacks. So I was a little bit like, I'm kind of uncomfortable to be myself around my little sister. Like, I'm sitting on a chair and some tits are in my face. Like, it's a little bit like,
yeah, that's how I'm gonna feel probably on Magic Mike. Is like, I'm not sure, because I know they're gonna choose me, what to do, because they're there. I would be like,
literally
this.
They want you.
I'd be like this. You'd be not, like, ah.
The more fun, listen, the more fun you have, and the crazier you are, and the more you enjoy yourself, the more everyone is going to be happy that they came and did it again.
And it's funny because, like, I mean, two of my bridesmaids can't come. So it's also like that energy is missing as well. So it's like it's just like everybody's energy is so different. So it's going to be interesting to see everybody together.
Which I'm so obnoxious.
I feel like you're going to be fine, like, for sure. And my sisters, my sister-in-laws, I feel like they're going to be fine. And Tess will be fine, too.
Everyone's gonna have a great time. Yeah. You don't worry about anybody. Like, when you mess up, I'm thinking about, like, don't worry, my wedding will be stress free. Like, no more drama.
But drama. Like, I don't like drama.
But here's the great thing about me. The great thing about me. You're never gonna know what fucking drama's happening.
Yeah.
You're gonna focus on you, and you're gonna have the best time ever.
Well, I'm gonna do everything to, like, I'm organized as well, like, with you, like how you are. So that's gonna be me too. So I'm pretty much gonna be like, here's this is all this.
Exactly. That's what I did.
So that's
like,
it.
Like, figure out what you need.
It's pretty simple.
And then hand it over and let somebody else do.
Yeah.
So you're still gonna control 100%. It, but you're not like
100%
do it.
Well, that's why, like, I mean, even me voicing to you guys, I want everybody to stay in the Hilton. It's just like, I'm just like, I want everybody to stay there so that we're all together and it's easier for the morning. And like, but I mean, it's just like simple things like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've got like a plan.
We were staying in the Hilton the night before your wedding.
Yes.
And then we're getting ready at.
The rehearsal dinner, the rehearsal like party. So I guess it would be Saturday night. So Saturday, staying at the Hilton, because Sunday morning we will be getting ready at the Hilton.
Got it.
And then transferring to the cabins at noon.
Got it.
So I have.
What time is your wedding?
3.
Got it.
We're checking in at noon.
Yeah, checking in at noon, finishing all the touches.
Okay, so you're starting to prep at the hotel, setting your hair and doing all that stuff, your face and everything.
Yeah, and there's breakfast here at the hotel. Like, you know, it's just like so much easier. And, you know, and I don't want to start getting ready at noon at the cabins. Like, yep. Plus, you know, like, I'm sure Paige will be able to do, like, all the other girls' hair and makeup, whoever wants their hair and makeup done.
Fucking do their hair and makeup, too. You do know that.
Oh, but this is Paige's job. Like, she's...
I know, but she's there for you.
I know, but she's great. Like, she's like, so amazing.
She needs to focus on you.
She will.
Right. Okay.
I'm pretty easy.
It's your wedding.
I know, but I'm pretty, even like, I'm... Like, I'm
even
good.
Even if you take your time and it's 2 hours to do your makeup because it's like you just want to enjoy that time, everybody can take care of themselves.
Yeah, but if they don't want, I mean, this is the thing. If they don't want to, it's fine. Like, Scott's doing my hair. So I have two people. She's just doing my makeup. So Paige.
Listen,
Danielle.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried at all. I'm not worried at all.
Everyone can do their own fucking hair and makeup and figure it out. And
well, no, I like that. I like that with Tess. Like, that's what we did. Paige did Tess's wedding, and she did my hair, my makeup. But they got ready first. Like, yep. All the girls, like, 7 o'clock to like 8:30, and then from like 8:30 to whatever was the bride.
Yeah,
that's a lot of time.
I mean, listen, my wedding, my makeup artist did my mom and my grandma and my sister.
That's great.
Before me, and then there was no time for me.
Oh, well, that's not the case for me.
Timing and planning and things happen and stuff. And so I missed my first look. We didn't do any photographs before. We didn't do any of that stuff before we had.
Oh, no.
I will be
ready by noon, which is going to be hilarious because we're going to get there at noon and we're going to be like, what are we going to do? Drink. Drink and take photos. That's what I want. Everybody's going to be ready by noon.
Just know that things change and shift and may not go as you plan, because I mean look how fucking like psycho I am about stuff, and shit did not happen the way that I expected it to, but it works out.
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter. But I'm very excited for your bachelorette party. And just so you know, we are taking, they've messaged us here, I'll show you, they message us from Magic Mike.
I'm glad that you're talking to them.
Well, duh. Why would I not be talking to them? Here, see, look at that last one. This says, "Hi Danielle, we would love to arrange a cast photo for your group after the show."
What's a good email?
I'm like, fuck yeah. I already told them, like, I need to know what you're wearing, because I already told them kind of what I thought you were wearing, because I want them.
And what do you think I'm wearing?
Well, I thought you were wearing your white, like, sequin, like, did you return that?
No, I'm wearing that for the rehearsal dinner.
Okay. I don't know what you're wearing. You didn't show. You're going to show me.
I'm going to show you the day of, bitches.
Oh, my God. I have to get, I got options. I got another option, because I don't know if I can get that.
You're gonna fucking be like, what the fuck is that? I can't wait. I found these and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. And I already decorated my cowboy hat. Bunch of dicks.
Fabulous.
Bunch of dicks all over my cowboy hat.
Fabulous. Do you have a veil for your cowboy hat? Or
no? I do. And then I added added another veil on top of it. That's
okay. I have another
veil. Awesome. Okay. I can also wear that at my party that we're having.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It has dicks all over it.
Too. Amazing. Don't tell me all the things that you got me.
I didn't, trust me. But I was like, I have to get.
Oh my God, I can't wait. So I have an extra ticket. So my friend Derek was going to come, but he might have to do a Lululemon like campaign.
Oh, I just messaged him yesterday.
Okay, he's trying to figure it out if he can like get it moved or whatever. But if I have an extra ticket, I don't think Serena's going to be in Vegas. My friend Natalie is in Vegas. She will?
She was not going to, because she was supposed to come to Austin.
But then last time I talked to her, she said that she might not be.
Right.
So if she's not in Vegas, I mean, hopefully she'll come. But if not, then I'll invite my friend Natalie. She's 22, but she's going to have so much fun. She's going to
be like these old bitches.
This is probably the wildest thing Natalie will ever do.
I have got to look. I'm going to find and send you pictures of my bachelorette party.
I want to see. I mean, are you excited for canyoneering?
I still don't quite know what that is. But yeah, sure. But I still mean bring hiking.
Yes.
Okay, I have
like and a camelback, or I'm bringing Tom's camelback for you, right? Okay, you have one. Okay, good. Yeah, still, and the Narrows is still closed, so I'm glad we did this.
So what's the plan for Friday? We're leaving early.
Early in the morning. When we're getting there, we're gonna check in, and then our e-bikes should be there. I'm gonna follow up with him on Monday just to make sure that everything is taken care of.
Do you want to do like a dinner? I didn't plan any dinners that night because I didn't know what time we were going to be done. If we're going to be hungry, if we want to just like hit up a spot locally and just sort of make it true.
Yeah, I think maybe hit up a spot. It depends. Like who knows if we're all like hungover. And then the bike trail is long. It's like it's about like a 2 hour.
I think coming off of Magic Mike.
I think we're going to be. Yeah.
Canada, yeah, like that whole day or whatever.
Canyoneering's the following day
with e-bikes that day.
Yeah, e-bikes to the Narrows and just like kind of. Yeah, we're gonna be exhausted by that time we get home.
Am I allowed to take a nap?
In the car?
I'm driving, bitch.
I'll drive.
Okay.
I'll drive or test drives.
Okay.
Test drive slow. I'll drive.
Okay. But I'm gonna be getting like I'll just have to put you in the car. Okay.
I mean, Tom never puts me in the car.
Okay.
I'm only going to crash it.
Yeah.
Never crashed a car. I've only crashed a car. I got hit by a school bus driver like a week after I got my Jeep, my first car.
I got an accident a week after I had my first car too.
I've never gotten a car accident since then.
You better fucking knock on something.
Knock on wood.
Can we read this one fan question?
Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't know how many minutes we are because I can't read.
Oh, yeah. We've got 5 more minutes. We're good.
Okay, so this can I'm going to have you read this while I look for a picture.
What? Oh, I'm terrible.
You're not. It's easy. And I made
God.
Really big. Because I was going to read it. See, originally, I couldn't fucking read it at all.
Oh, I'm a little hungover. Hello, Danielle and Scout. This is BJ again. I would love to first say thank you. What an honor. I got to take out my teeth. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everybody. My Invisalign.
Oh, I was like, you have teeth you can take out and you can get blowjobs out on too.
You have to.
Poor Tom.
Did you not notice that I got Invisalign? Yes. What an honor it was to hear your story, laugh out loud. It made my entire day as you both very much inspire me with your art. Human, what is it? It's cut out. Human, is that just human? something more stories regarding sex stories, especially with venturing into the gay porn.
Oh God! I didn't.
Yeah, it's like,
see what happened. I made the font so big that it cut it off.
Wait, who is it? BJ.
BJ.
Okay, hold on. Let me find BJ. Let me find BJ, y'all. Hold up.
So, you guys, next July 1st, we're doing a Talk Scary Teen Live.
Oh yeah, talk about that.
Vegas at Tom Devlin's Horror Museum. We're going to be signing that day, and then we're doing a live. We've got gift bags, goodies, signed stuff, you know, merch, all kinds of things.
And we will have some of our stuff for purchase.
Yeah.
As well.
We're going to have some new stuff. Scott and I are working on some new merch designs and all of that we're going to be having with us. So yeah, so I'm going to Vegas for this Bitches Bachelor party, and then I'm going to the premiere of Natty Knox, the movie that I did with.
When is that?
That is...
I want to come. Same.
I'm going to Vegas. I was going on the 29th for 2 days before our thing, because I wanted to just go with my friends and like have a nice time there and like make a trip out of it. And then this is on, so I'm flying in Thursday. I'm going to party on Thursday with my friends there, do a nice dinner, go to a club, go dancing. And then Friday I'm going to LA to go to the premiere. And then Saturday morning flying back to Vegas to be there.
Tell me your flight that you're getting in on Saturday.
Okay.
And I'll get on your flight.
Fantastic.
Do you want to go JSX? So, fucker.
Dude, but I'm Vegas to LA, back to Vegas, back to Austin.
Okay, what an honor it was to hear you speak my name and tell my Grindr horror story. Oh, that's what it was, Grindr. It made my entire day, as you humans very much inspire me. Gosh, what a moment it was. And then a butterfly emoji. I've got plenty more stories regarding sex stories, plus especially with venturing into the gay porn world as Vince Vega, my stage name. And it would be a true pleasure to sit down, talk about film, sex, horror, etc. one of these days. Now, I figured my headline for this email would draw attention to shoot my shot with another question I'm dying to know your perspective on. So I've heard through other interviews your perspective on the beginning of stages of Halloween 3 or H3D, that Rob wasn't on board to directing, but they were wanting to go through with it, and then it didn't happen. What if Rob was on board to direct the last entry in this trilogy for Scout? Where do you think Laurie's arc would end up at? Would she follow a Halloween Ends route of becoming a killer? Would Michael be in it, plus you both bond over the evil that inhabits Laurie? Where do you ultimately see the end of Rob Zombie's trilogy going if everyone was on board to making it? For Danielle, if Annie didn't meet her gruesome fate in H2, where would you see her in H3? Thank you. Thank you either way for this podcast. Was everything you do, sending lots of light and love your way. Take care, butterfly emoji. Man, that's a big question. I think my perspective has changed with it, because when they approached me about doing Halloween 3, I heard that Rob wasn't on board, I was like, there's no way. I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do this without Rob. It wouldn't make any sense. Now that time has passed, if they asked me to do a 3,
yeah,
I would fucking do it in a heartbeat.
Where would Laurie be now, you think? I mean,
I think my perspective of that has changed as well. Like, I think she would have been the killer, I think. But now I feel like they could do so much more with it.
Yeah, time is.
Time has passed. So I'm not necessarily sure where she would be.
Yeah.
But she would definitely be kind of how Jamie Lee Curtis was in 2018, I think.
So she's ready to see her.
Yeah. I think. But I would like it to just, maybe it would be interesting if it just like continues right after the second one, how that one was. Which I think she ended up in like a loony bin.
Yeah.
So I think it would be like a loony bin, like her escaping or him getting something.
Yeah.
And I know that we saw you, like, die in my arms, but we didn't really.
Right.
I mean, you just...
Yeah. Well, no.
I mean, I know.
Brad comes in.
I know. No, that's right, yeah.
If I didn't... I mean, it'd be very boring where I probably would be. I probably would have moved to another state and gotten, like, serious rehabilitation. Yeah. Got married and, you know, had a family. Got help and tried to... past
yeah
the trauma
yeah
I think I would be you know maybe working with kids that have, you know, traumatic stories, or I'd be trying to turn it into something positive. I mean, Annie's a caretaker, you know, so I think that I probably would just move that on to another area. I don't think I'd be like in a cuckoo house, like all fucked up, or, you know, still trying to deal with it. I think I would have gone on to the other side.
And that's what I loved about like H2 is like our scars were just shown differently. Yeah. Like that's what I really loved.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You seem to be going the healthy route and Lori was going the unhealthy route.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, some people take longer with trauma.
Yeah,
of course. Or there's different steps with trauma.
Yeah,
you know,
it affects everybody differently. On that note, I'm just going to show you guys and scout a couple pictures from my bachelorette party.
Oh my God, they're like fucking naked.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Can you guys see? There's like boobies in my face. Oh wait, hold on. Yeah, there's me.
Oh my God, do you have female strippers for me?
I asked you if you wanted them. You wanted to go to fucking Magic Mike.
Oh my God. You were not showing that one. Danielle, I will not let you show that one.
Let's just say this woman is upside down.
Vagina in face.
In face.
And Danielle's like this.
And she's got her legs spread open and I'm doing rock on. I'm not eating her out or anything, but I have to tell you a funny story.
Did one of the strippers try to hook up with you?
No, but what I found out after
every time I go to a strip joint, one of the girls tries to take me home.
I mean, I guess she's
literally
licking my tits right now.
Every one of them.
Sure.
Like everyone I've gone to.
We couldn't actually get rid of these girls though. They were, and that's my friend Elena. Hello, dollar bill, stripper. I mean, hi. Yeah, hi.
What an easy...
Look at my friend Mary.
Did anyone hook up with any of them?
No, because they're straight. The strippers are straight. That's my little dance party.
Oh my God.
My sister's there. Like I was like, I'm a little bit nervous to like be crazy with my sister. Oh my God. And then I have pictures of like my friends fucking crawling down the hallway.
That's going to be me.
Yeah, it's so fun.
That's definitely going to be me.
Oh my God, that and my dog. What I found out after the fact was I went to get my haircut and one of the hairdressers there who I've known for a million years because he's my ex Omri's best friend. So I've known for like 30 years. He came up to me and he's like, so that was my ex-wife. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Oh yeah, you were telling
like,
me.
Your stripper at your bachelorette party, that's my ex-wife. It's like, shut the fuck.
The one that's vagina was in her face?
Because I wanted tattooed, like, I wanted, like, brunette tattooo chicks. I just wanted edgy.
Okay, if you didn't give me a female stripper, I guess you're just going to have to be my female stripper.
Well, listen, I said I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll
okay.
Fucking do it. You should bring your pole.
I'm not gonna bring my pole.
You should bring your pole. No. I gave it to you.
I want a private dance. Not a private dance. I want a dance at Zion at the party.
In Zion? No, it's gonna happen any day.
No.
I can't get wasted the night before I then fly home.
What? You're not gonna get wasted that night?
I'll get wasted every other night. I don't wanna be drunk.
That's my party.
Okay.
You're gonna have to. I'm sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
I gotta work on my moves. I bring my foam roller so I'm all flexible for you.
Don't worry, guys. I will post some of it on my feed.
Posting pictures because Sahara is awesome, and we're gonna be staying in some awesome places.
Woo-hoo!
And we're gonna be posting some really fun stuff. So yes. Stay tuned. So you're gonna be listening to this on Tuesday, and
before
then,
2 days before it.
2 days before. So be sure your Instagram is up. Up.
We'll see how the podcast is after.
Oh my God. Stay tuned.
The podcast might be a day late. We'll see. We'll see how much fun we're having.
So next time you hear from us, you will be looking at photos of hopefully a stripper and stripper's vaginas.
Woohoo! Awesome.
We'll see.
Thank you guys. Have a good Tuesday.